Thank y'all for being here. I am so excited that y'all are here, and I'm excited to get to speak. I love the Wednesday devotionals during the summer. I think it's a great opportunity for us to be vulnerable with each other and share our stories and maybe get to know each other a little bit more than we had before. So I'm going to share kind of a pivotal moment for me that happened a few years ago. I've always wanted to be a mama, just since as far back as I can remember. I've wanted to have a baby that I can love and sing to, read to, all of that. Jimmy and I were married for 13 years, and about midway through, we still hadn't had a baby. So trying to figure out what's going on. At the time, I kind of knew something wasn't right, but you know, we like to shove things down and live in denial about it. So I just kind of swept it under the rug and went about our business. At that time, I joined a Bible study with a group of ladies from South Plains. It's where I met Rose. And we'd gone through one study, but we had just finished Beth Moore's Breaking Free series. And just kind of talking about, you know, breaking free from the strongholds that hold us back. And during that time, Beth was coming through Lubbock for a speaking event. And all the ladies in the group were going. Well, tickets were kind of pricey, so I didn't buy tickets at the time. But the night before, I get a call from one of the ladies, and she said, "Hey, we've got a free ticket. I want you to come." I said, "Okay, let's go." And so it was a 2-day event. On Friday night, we go, and Beth is up there kind of giving intros and going through what all she's going to talk about. And she's like, "We're going to talk about family, relationships, marriage, and, you know, infertility, things that women struggle with." I'm like, I'm good. We don't need to talk about that. And she just kind of breezed through it. So I'm thinking, cool, she's going to forget about it. We're going to go about our business. Well, Saturday comes along and the worship was great. The message was great. And Beth starts going around the audience and praying over different groups of people. So she asks everyone in the audience who is a doctor, "Stand up. And we want to pray over you for the care that you're giving to your patients. If you're a teacher, stand up. We want to pray for you and the care that you give to your students." And then she said, any woman in the audience who is struggling with infertility, we want you to stand up. If you have a desire in your heart to be a mama and it hasn't happened, stand up." Well, at the time, I hadn't told anybody about this, and especially not the group. And so you could feel, I could feel just this tension. And I am not one I don't care to be the center of attention. I'm not going to go in front of the church on Sunday morning asking for prayers. So I'm bawling at this point, and I stand up. And that was a big deal for me. And you could feel the whiplash of all my friends looking at me like, "What is happening?" Because they had no idea. And it was such a precious moment, because these women who were my dear friends, women who I didn't know, sitting around me, laid their hands on me, praying for me in this situation. And then once the prayer was over, out of nowhere, this woman comes up behind me. Didn't really see her approach, never saw her in my life. I remember she had this short brown pixie cut, and she gave me a big hug and said, and whispered in my ear, "It will happen in October." And just walked away as quick as she came up. And at the time, I was like, I don't really know what to do with this information, but I just kind of kept it in my back pocket and went on. So fast forward a few weeks, Jimmy and I decided we need to be intentional about going to a doctor, seeing what's going on. And so I called an OB, made an appointment, and they said, "Okay, well, the earliest we can get you in is October." So I said, "Okay, we'll be there." And I was diagnosed with PCOS, which is kind of common with women, but it just, your body works differently. It makes it a little bit more difficult to get pregnant. And so we rocked along with him for a few months and nothing happened. And so he referred us to a fertility specialist here in town. And Dr. Fai, if y'all know who she is amazing. But it was like months to get in with her. And so, but it was fine. We didn't care. I think our appointment was in December, and that was well months from then. They sent me the paperwork, but they said, "If we have a cancellation, we'll give you a call, get you in." And the last week of September, they called me and said, "Hey, Jess, we've got an opening in October. can you come? And I didn't even call Jimmy. I was like, yep, we'll be there. Sign me up. And so we go in and we start the process. And then in December of that year, we did get pregnant. But we did miscarry. And it was tough. It was hard. But silver lining, we were like, okay, cool. We can get pregnant. This is good. So rocked along for a little bit longer, had a surgery, different procedures, all the medication, all the shots, all the things. We did 3 rounds of insemination. We were gearing up for that 3rd round, and the Dr. Fai was like, hey, I've got this new medication I want you to try. A lot of these shots just kind of help your body get into the optimal place. So went home. Y'all, I don't know how we afforded even a percentage of what we paid for all this medication throughout this time. It's, you know, a 2-year process. And this particular shot was wicked expensive. So we went home, did the shots, went back for a checkup, and we were kind of progressing, but not where we needed to be. And so Alicia, the nurse, she was the best. She's like, I think we just need to do another round of these shots. And she probably saw this look on my face, because I'm like, okay, but how am I going to afford this $600 whatever shot? And she's like, hold on, let me go look. Let me go look in the fridge, because these pharmaceutical reps come and they'll bring samples. So she comes back and she had the exact dosage that I needed. And she just gave it to me for free. So I went home, did the shots, came back. Everything was super. On October 7th, we did our insemination. And we have to wait 2 weeks to take a pregnancy test. And so we waited 2 weeks. But there was something different this time. I had this peace about it. I had this confidence about it. Obviously, October is in my head. So October 21st, it was a Friday. I went in that morning to do a blood test, because I was over doing pregnancy tests at home. A lot of you women, I know this. So I waited all day for results. And I was in my office with my boss and one of my coworkers who had kind of walked with me through this. And I get a call from Alicia, the nurse. And at the time, Jimmy and I lived in Littlefield. He was a coach there, and I was driving back and forth to Lubbock. And Alicia was like, hey, Jess, how's it going? Does Jimmy have a game tonight? And I'm like, Alicia, I don't give a crap about football right now. What's going on? And she was like, well, I was just wondering if this baby was going to be a cheerleader or a football player. And so, as you can imagine, just the screams and the tears that came from that. And now we have our precious 7-year-old baby who's funny and sassy and all the things. So my takeaways from this are, we have to surrender ourselves in order for God to work in our lives. We are not in control. And as a single mom now, I find frustration, but also comfort in that, because it's good to know that we're not in control. That takes a burden off. It takes the weight off. But if we just stop trying to put things in motion and give it to the Lord and let Him work, that's when He's able to make things happen for us. The second thing is God's faithfulness. For one, I still to this day, I don't know how we paid for all the things. But also He sent this angel to me to say it will happen in October. And every step of the way, He revealed Himself through appointments in October and milestones happening in October. But just His faithfulness that He provided the whole time for us. Put people in our lives to walk with us through this. And then third thing, I walked through this in silence for many years. And, you know, social media is a good and a bad thing. The good thing is we're able to put our stories out there and share things. And at the time, that wasn't a big thing. And that's why I love these devotionals so much. If we are able to put our story out there and be vulnerable with each other, then we can be an encouragement to somebody else who's going through this, and know that not just women who are going through this, but we're not walking through this alone. We are in this together. So always share your stories, be vulnerable, love on each other. So let's pray. God, we love You, and we are so thankful for You walking with us through all of the challenges in our life. God, thank You for Your faithfulness and Your love And God, I thank you for every person here today and the love that they have for you and the students here and the love of the transparency and just sharing your story. God, we are, we're just so thankful and blessed to be at this place where we can share our stories. God, we love you and we thank you and just pray all the blessings over us. In Jesus' name, amen.